Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Richard Carnicell. Two items appeared on my credit card, my MasterCard report, and this number is the same as two items that appeared on my same credit card report earlier this month. They were items that I had not purchased. These items are significantly more expensive, and they've shown up again. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on. I've got to get somebody involved, and I may have to cancel this credit card.
Yes, sir. Can I please get your zip code, sir?
Sure. It's 92677.
Thank you, sir. And could you please verify your address, sir?
Yes, it's 21 Alsace, Alsace, Laguna Niguel, California, 92677.
Yes, sir. I do see where it is for a Focus watch, which is great to help you track your steps, your sleep, and your heart rate. I do see the charges of $597 and $1894, sir, from April 19th. And you said you didn't make these charges, sir?
I did not make those charges, no.
Okay, so this is fraud on your account, sir?
Right. And I reported that to MasterCard already, but now there's two new items from May 5th on my card. And one of them is for $48, and the other one is for $69.
Yes, sir. I do see the charges. What happened is someone paid the shipping and handling of $597 and $1894 on April 19th, sir, for a Focus watch in the Focus watch warranty.
For what? I'm sorry.
A Focus watch. It's a fitness watch.
Yeah. See, I'm not buying any of this stuff, and I don't even know what you're talking about. And it was shipped to where?
Yes, sir. I do see it was shipped to your address, sir.
No, nothing was shipped to me, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, let me make sure and check the tracking for you, sir. I have the tracking right here. I'm putting that in for you.
But where are these orders coming from? I mean, how are these orders being submitted?
Yes, sir. If you're not doing it, I don't know, sir. Since you said it's fraud, I'm not sure. It doesn't tell me.
But it doesn't tell you where it started. I mean, how they were generated.
Yes, sir. It says someone paid the shipping and handling at $597. In 1894, and requested a fitness watch.
I don't know. I'm not talking about the. I mean, yeah, those. That's true. I mean, but you know, that's not a lot of money. But I mean, what's this?
Yes, sir. It was a 14-day trial period for the watch. So when no one called in to cancel in those 14 days, on the 15th day, they charged you the total cost of the watch, which was $69.97 and $64.97.
Okay, so it's all part of the same deal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, I don't have anything to do with any of it.
Yes, sir. Since you said this is fraud and you did not make this order, sir, I'll be glad to transfer you to our fraud department and have them, and they can help you further than I can, sir.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. I'm putting all your information in for when you get to the fraud department. They'll know exactly what you're there for and how they can help you, sir.
Okay, are you transferring me now?
It'll be just one moment, sir. I'm putting all your information in.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you know right before I transfer you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay, sir, just one more moment and I'll have you completely taken care of and transferred. I have heard from customers today that there is a wait, so I want to go ahead and apologize to that for you now, sir.
Okay,
But someone will be there to assist you, I promise.
Okay.
Okay, I'm putting all your information in for you. Okay. Okay, sir, thank you so much for your patience. Just one more moment.
Well, thanks for your help.
Okay, sir, I'm putting in to transfer you now. And I thank you for calling customer service, sir. And you just hold on the line and someone will be right there to help you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You have a great afternoon. Okay, I'm transferring you now. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great night, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.